The 11 New Zealanders in quarantine on board the cruise ship The Diamond Princess are being offered seats on a plane that's leaving Japan for Australia tomorrow. But not all of them want to go, despite another 99 cases of coronavirus being confirmed on the ship in the past 24 hours. Earlier we heard from Auckland business owner Ren Manuel. He told us he and his wife Kay don't want to start their quarantine over again, so they're not taking up the offer.
We've served our quarantine period already, okay? And like with the Americans and the Canadians and so on, they will have to go back to their country and face another 14-day quarantine period. So we have actually been tested today. The results will be out within the next couple of days. And if we are negative, that means we'll be cleared by the Japanese Ministry of Health. We will be free to actually go into Japan, spend a couple more days here in Japan, and then basically go home as and when we please.
Let's speak now with epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker. Morena.
Morena.
What would you do if you were on the ship?
I would take the very generous offer from the Australian and New Zealand governments to be flown back to New Zealand and looked after for 2 weeks.
Why do you think people don't want to do that?
I guess people have all sorts of personal reasons, but as we're seeing, this is a really a high-risk environment for getting this virus, and this is really the pattern on cruise ships. You've got a lot of people in a very confined place. They're notorious for outbreaks of infectious disease, and this is just giving us some insight as to how infectious this virus is. I mean, well over 10% of the people on that passenger ship have now been infected. A lot apparently have no symptoms when they're found to be positive. So anyone on that ship is heavily exposed to this virus. And so when they leave the ship, they absolutely have to regard that as day one in their 14 days of quarantine.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this. So essentially, we heard there Ren Manuel saying, you know, we've been there 13 days, so we've pretty much done our quarantine. But essentially, are people on that ship being exposed every single day? Every day is day one.
Well, I think that's the assumption. The virus will be very hard to disinfect in an environment like that. So everyone in there is clearly very exposed, far more exposed than you would be, say, if you were living in Wuhan at present. So this is actually the highest risk group of returnees we've got at the moment, I would say. So they really do need supervised quarantine. That's really at the top end. That's proper quarantine.
So would you anticipate this flight that's coming, the Qantas chartered flight that is going to come tomorrow, that people would be doing the full fortnight quarantine in Whangaparoa or similar?
Yeah, I think that would be very reasonable in the circumstances. I mean, arguably, other groups of people being flown back from Wuhan didn't necessarily need that level of intense quarantine, but this group certainly does.
What is the situation for people who turned down this offer? Are they going to be able to move freely? Are they going to be able to get their own flight out of Japan as and when they choose?
Well, I think this will be up to the health authorities in Japan. I mean, they're now having to cope with what looks like community transmission of the virus. So they've had probably silent transmission there for a few weeks. And so they may be moving into another phase of controlling what we'd say is looking like a pandemic. So it's really up to the authorities there. But I think everyone needs to, I think, learn a little bit more about pandemic literacy with respect to this virus. Because first we've got isolation. So if people are sick, and with this virus or any respiratory infection, they need to be kept away from other people. We're used to isolation. We're not so used to quarantine. That is people who've been exposed, don't have symptoms, feel perfectly well. And this is a group we have to focus on at the moment. And this is a whole new idea for most of us, that you really have to stay at home and stay away from other people for the incubation period and a bit more of that infection.
So no question, get off the ship.
Well, I'd say it's a wonderful offer. I'm really surprised that people are not taking that offer and coming back and being very well looked after.
Thank you very much for your time, Professor Michael Baker there.